Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Heartland music, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller, one of my favorite people on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And she's the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing, the author of so many books on how to love up your customers and reaching out and touch them. Direct marketing is the Bible on that topic. She is the author of Customers for Keeps, among other books. How many books have you written, Lois?
I've written seven.
Seven, and have sold something under a billion copies across the country.
I don't
No, that's correct. Something under a billion copies, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely under a billion.
There you go. So, okay, Lois, thanks again for being here. Recently, you wrote about and have been talking about how to engage a company like yours. Especially if you are a small business, that most small businesses don't have real marketing budgets, not an actual marketing budget. And so if they hire somebody to do marketing for them, they got to go find the money. And usually, for whatever reason, they're paid thousands of dollars for something that they may not need if it's a piece of equipment, but they have a hard time paying money for marketing. So what are some of the tips and best practices that they should have if they're going to engage a company like yours?
Well, I think they first have to, when they call. Well, we had can I tell you about somebody called yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have a small publishing company called us yesterday. They're from Vermont, and they've been doing rather well selling books for teachers. In the class, to use in the classroom and teacher's guides for those, for that core curriculum. Anyway, they called up and their business is slow and they have a website and they have everything in place and they don't know why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked for about an hour and then I asked the magic question, what's your budget? what is your marketing budget? And then, whatever happens on the other end of the phone, it's usually a moment of dead silence. Because
And that's not a good sign, is it?
No. The reason it's a dead silence is because I think they're afraid to say what their real budget is, mm-hmm. because maybe I would spend the whole thing frivolously.
Or it's zero.
Or zero, right? I think in many cases, some of the people that have called us, one man called us with a vibrating shoe line that he had developed for diabetics and for people on planes, and
right.
He had no budget at all. But these people called and they had a major issues. I couldn't figure out the website, mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out where to find anything, and they said that was because I wasn't a teacher.
Obviously you're not smart enough, Lois, right?
So I had all my staff look.
That's always gets things off on the right foot. Just insult the people, right?
Anyway, we went over it, and finally they told me what they had available in funds. And it was a very small amount. And I like when a client just tells me what the number is, because mm-hmm. when they tell me what that number is, I can figure out how I can have the maximum impact for
right.
that. I think the first thing we would want to do is redesign the website so that people, teachers that got there, would be able to find their age range. That in itself would make a difference. Make it easier for the teacher, and then of course database the names of the teachers that come by asking for their email address. That was like number two on my list. But anyway, we went through a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
and they have a small budget, but if we start with a small budget we can begin a success cycle with them.
Well, you've got lots of tools in your kit bag, in your toolbox.
Yes.
You've got little tools that you can start out and you can grow. You can try something and see what catches, and try a little bit more of it. And heck, if you're getting results, and you can, you know, they ought to go get all the money you can spend if you're getting results, right? Because it's like paying commission. You know, everybody should want to pay their salespeople commission, because that means that you're getting a lot of business.
Well, that's so true. And we have one dry cleaner that we did her website, and we did another website for her, and then we did a marketing program for her. And she's just been with us for many, many years. And she said every single program we've done for her has been so profitable. She says, I just take the profits off the top and say, let's do the next thing. And then it grows and it grows and it grows. She just came back to us this week with another website to do. And as her company grows, we're growing with her. And that's the best relationship to have with a client, you know, when you're all winning and you're all working together. The other thing is, though, she gives us the freedom to say, what would we do with the funds if it were ours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If the money was ours, what would we? How would we spend it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's key, because when people call up and say they want a blue website,
right,
and they want, you know, sans serif type or something,
mm-hmm. They need to leave the creativity up to the creative people, though.
Exactly.
Hey, Lois, give us your website, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
All right, so check it out, folks, and you'll enjoy doing business with Lois. I promise you, she will get results. Thanks, Lois, for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.